Chapter 186, The Excellence of Adhan. 1033, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, were people to know the blessing of pronouncing Adhan and the standing in the first row, they would even draw lots to secure these privileges. And were they to realize the reward of performing Salat early, they would race for it. And were they to know the merits of Salat after nightfall, Isha, and the dawn, Fajr Salat, they would come to them even if they had to crawl. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This expression, to crawl, is used to illustrate the high merit of praying Isha and Fajr in congregation in the mosque. This hadith also urges to make best to occupy the first rows, as the angels of mercy pray for the imam first, then for those who pray immediately behind him in the first row, then those behind them, and so on. The hadith also points out the excellence of Adhan and the great reward of the person who pronounces it. 1034. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, the Muaddinun, callers to prayer, will have the longest necks on the day of resurrection. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith highlights the eminence of Muaddin and Adhan. Adhan means calling people to the worship of Allah. Muaddin, the caller, gets a reward for the salat of all those who hear his Adhan. The phrase, will have the longest necks, has been given different interpretations. One of them is that they are those who long for the mercy of Allah more than anyone else. Another interpretation is that their necks will grow longer on the day of requital, and so sweat will not reach them, for everyone will sweat on that day depending on his deeds. Sweat will reach up to one's ankles or knees or waists. In the case of some people, sweat will reach up to their mouths. Another interpretation is that those who call Adhan will have an honorable and great status on the day of requital. 1035. Abdullah bin Abdul Rahman reported, Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu said to me, I see that you like living among your sheep in wilderness. So whenever you are with your sheep or in wilderness and you want to call Adhan, you should raise your voice, because whoever hears the Adhan, whether a human or jinn or any other creature, will testify for you on the day of resurrection. Abu Sayyid added, I heard this from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Shayyan is used for everything or every other thing and covers animals, vegetables, and inanimate matter. On the day of requital, Almighty Allah will grant the faculty of speech, and all these things will testify for the Muadhan as would be done by mankind and jinn. 1036. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, when Adhan for Salat is pronounced, the devil takes to his heels and breaks wind with noise so as not to hear the call. When the Adhan is finished, he returns. When the Iqamah is announced, he turns his back, and after it is finished, he returns again to distract the attention of one and makes him remember things which he does not recall in his mind before the Salat, and says, remember this and this, and thus causes one to forget how many rakat he performed. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The words signify that Satan runs with great speed and he breaks wind, or he intentionally does so. In any case, it shows that he has an aversion for Adhan. The second point that we learn from this hadith is that the concentration of mind is a must for Salat, to defeat all attempts of Satan to disrupt it. 1037. Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhuma reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, when you hear the Adhan, repeat what the Muadhan says. Then ask Allah to exalt my mention, because everyone who does so will receive in return 10 rewards from Allah. Then beseech Allah to grant me Al-Vasila, which is a high rank in Jannah, fitting for only one of Allah's slaves. And I hope that I will be that man. If anyone asks Al-Vasila for me, it becomes incumbent upon me to intercede for him. Muslim. Commentary. To invoke blessings upon the Prophet, peace be upon him, means to recite Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin كما صليت على إبراهيم ولا آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Wasila literally means that mode or method by which one attains his goal. But here, it stands for that high rank in Jannah which will be awarded to the Prophet, peace be upon him. The word shafa means to beg someone to pardon somebody's faults and shortcomings, or to request someone for doing a virtuous deed. In the context of this hadith, it refers to the privilege of intercession of the Prophet, peace be upon him, due to which he will request for the forgiveness of such people for whom he will be given permission by Allah. 1038. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, when you hear the muadhan pronouncing the call to salat, repeat after him what he says. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith also tells us to repeat the words of adhan when we hear it, but when he says hayya al-salah or hayya al-falah, we must say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. 1039. Jabir radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, he who says upon hearing the adhan, O Allah, Rabb of this perfect call, dawa, and of the established prayer, as-salat, grant Muhammad, peace be upon him, the wasila and superiority, and raise him up to a praiseworthy position which you have promised him. It becomes incumbent upon me to intercede for him on the day of resurrection. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. This hadith tells us the merit of dua al-wasila. This prayer should be recited in the manner narrated by Abdullah bin Amr, which says that one should first repeat the wording of adhan, then recite the prayer asking to exalt the mention of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and then pray to Allah to grant him the wasila. 1040. Sa'd bin Abu Waqqas radiallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, he who says after the adhan, I testify that there is no true God except Allah alone. He has no partners, and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his slave and messenger. I am content with Allah as my Rabb, with Muhammad, peace be upon him, as my messenger, and with Islam as my deen. His sins will be forgiven. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith mentions another prayer which should be recited besides the already mentioned dua al-wasila. 1041. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, the supplication made between the adhan and the iqamah is never rejected. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. 1042.